dies, 39 people are dead.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Slow down and take it easy until the fog has a chance to lift. Otherwise, there'll be a good bit of sunshine today, a hot day with a high around 96 and the heat index getting close to the 105 danger level. Any storms that develop today will be very isolated in nature. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, scattered storms return. They'll be in better supply, high around 93. Then much better rain chances arrive Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well, with scattered to numerous storms around, high in the low 90s. Stay on top of the weather with our free weather app. It's waiting for you in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
right, guys. Welcome back into News and Views. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I feel like a million bucks. Did you listen late yesterday? Jack has been kicked off the program for the rest of the week.
I did.
He was not behaving.
Oh no.
No, he was not behaving.
I was strapped with kids yesterday.
And so he's been kicked off, so he will not be in today, tomorrow, or Friday.
Did he get dumped?
No, I didn't have to dump him. It was just an attitude adjustment he needed.
Oh, bless his heart.
You know how he gets. He
he's
gets
a
squirrely.
Salty.
He gets squirrely. So he'll be back next Monday. Trish will be in today, and Dave will be in tomorrow, and we'll figure something out for Friday. So, hey, you know what? We don't do attitudes on this program.
So I can't have an attitude.
No,
today.
No, you may not have an attitude.
Oh my goodness, I was planning on it.
Don't bring your attitude in here. Don't leave that. Check the attitude at the door.
I need to make you a sign.
You know how you go into some comedians and they make you put the cell phones in the little socks or whatever, and then you get your cell phone after the show. You know what I'm talking about?
I did not know.
Oh, there's a YouTube will destroy a comedian's act.
Yeah.
Because they can't do that because everybody knows what's coming.
Yeah.
And so there's some comedians, like Dave Chappelle does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make it so you can't use your phone
mm-hmm.
during the event. They have a little bag they use it, so you can't tape the event. And I don't mind that. I wish they'd do it for concerts. I watched that CMA Fest with my kids.
Uh-huh.
My daughter loves that stuff, the country music and all that. And you end up kind of, because she plays it all the time, you kind of overhear a little bit, and because it's kind of earworms in your ear.
Catchy,
you end up listening to a little bit of it yourself. But anyway, I was watching that CMA Fest, and I've been guilty of this before. I've gone to concerts where I videotaped a song or something, or a particular moment. But, man, there were people that had the video cameras out the entire time.
What are they going to do?
Watching
a
concert through the screen. Yeah. And you know those microphones are terrible.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're ever going to go back and watch it again.
Yeah.
Hey, let me show you the 3 hours I took from the third row. You know, I mean, it's
ridiculous.
It's just like on vacation. I don't take a lot of vacation photos. I don't go on a lot of vacations.
Because you miss life.
You do. Yeah. You. I mean, you need to see what's going on around you. You can't sit there and snap pictures the whole time.
No, especially not when you have kids. I mean, worried about them drowning. And
the more pictures you take, the less likely you are to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
If you got 10 pictures on your phone, you're going to look at them.
Yep.
You got 24,000 pictures on your phone. Are you ever going to sift through those?
Nope.
No. And you get people that, like my sister's guilty of this. And it's kind of nice because I keep up with her family this way. But she organizes by month on Facebook all the pictures
she
takes.
I think that's dangerous. I don't put pictures of my kids on Facebook.
Well,
whenever possible.
Well, I mean,
I just think there's.
Well, she puts way more than just pictures
yeah.
on Facebook. But anyway, I mean, she puts stuff on there. I had to like text her sometimes, like, maybe you got to pull that down. You're a nurse and all. You got a professional license you could lose.
Really funny though. I think I became friends with her.
Oh, she's hilarious. Yeah. She is, and I was telling somebody this the other day. She is one of the funniest people I know. Period. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Yeah, she did a story about her death.
Oh, that doesn't surprise
hysterical.
Me. She's obsessed with her death.
Yeah, it was really fun.
She has been since she was a little kid.
Really?
She couldn't sleep. She was obsessed with her death.
My daughter keeps asking me about death. I don't know what to say to her.
I don't either. None of my kids have asked. I hadn't had to make anything up.
She's 5.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say? Yeah, everyone dies. It's okay. You're going to go to heaven.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way we handle it at our house. I mean, yeah, okay. Some people don't get out of here, you know?
Everybody goes out the same way.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one way really out of here. We have a host of news to get through today. I mean, a host. My stapler broke. Well, it didn't break. It just ran out of staplers.
That's broken.
I know. Very, very disappointed. If it doesn't do its one function, of course it's broken. He had one job. One job, swing line. But anyway, our number 272-9228. Now, yesterday, Tricia, now you weren't listening. You said you were busy yesterday.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to listen to the podcast. I was a bad listener yesterday.
We had an experiment during the first segment. We inevitably get calls during the first segment. Rarely do we take calls during the first segment. We like to set up the show.
Yeah.
Let people know what we're going to talk about, do a little chit-chat, whatever it is we're doing to set up the show for the day. Yesterday, we took 4 calls during the first segment.
Did it go off the rails?
I want to say we went 0-for-4. The experiment was convince me that taking calls during the first segment's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not going to end poorly, that that this is something we ought to mix in and take more calls early from now on. The first couple calls, no. Third, fourth call, maybe close, but no. So I think we'll try it one more time.
Who is on hold?
Well, this he's actually been on hold since yesterday. You want to talk about a compliant caller? Randall called in late yesterday. I wasn't able to take his call, and he has been on hold now for 21 hours.
No.
Yes, 21 hours he's been on hold.
Oh, my goodness.
Got an all-you-can-call cell phone
plan.
That's
determination.
Yeah. In 1998, this call would have cost him like $39,000.
Well, I mean, after yesterday, I just want to try to bring the class's average up, you know, because what we ended with yesterday, Trish. And Alan, why before I get there, Trish, I love your confidence that you think you can make it through life without listening to News and Views. I mean, that's pretty confident.
It's not confidence. It is just being overrun with a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
but Baron yesterday, the question was why the FBI and not the people who give out the license start with. It's a simple question, and he has beat this into us for 3 years now. And the simplest answer I give you is because the doctors are a dime a dozen. They are the dope man's doorman.
Oh, yeah.
They give the okay for them to go. They're not worried about these little 2-bit doctors. They start there so they can work their way up the chain. They don't have to send no undercover people in. Jeff has structured the law almost for that. He wants to shut down their accounts. I mean, everybody thinks he's more thinking of people in America. He is going after them. I think they're about to slit throats and count goats, baby. I mean, this right here tells you these little doctors.
Hold on.
You think they're going to go after Big Pharma?
I was trying to digest that saying.
The dope man?
No. Slit throats and count goats. I was trying to digest that saying.
It's the devil's advocate. You know how the devil, they hang goats and they cut the throat and that, you know, anyway.
I'm telling you, Randall, you said something the other day and I ended up saying it all the time. My wife was finally like, shut up, stop saying that. I was running around the house all day saying, it's all gravy, big baby.
but this is the globalist. I mean, they're going after everybody. They're not just leaving nobody out. And Baron told y'all a softball question though when he said they're trying to get everybody hooked on heroin. He has made it clear. I mean, we got Pompeo when the CIA has shut down North Korea making nukes. If you don't think we can't keep the CIA from keeping heroin out of this country, y'all are showing up way behind. I mean, we ain't worried about heroin. I mean, we got to worry about synthetic heroin. We do. I mean, that's one thing they better get a hold of because that stuff's going to be terrible. But this is the goal. They're going up the food chain, baby. And doctors they're just the door people. They just say it's okay for you to go in and get the dope from the dope man. So I mean, y'all sit back and let man take it on.
It reminds me a little of these street drug operations, Randall, and something I've noticed over the years, and I've heard this theory from somebody else. The government needs the distribution points. They need the little guy on the ground being able to distribute drugs. And they need the big guy in each community. You in Montgomery, there's probably 3 or 4 big guys, I would guess, who bring in the dope at large scales, make sure it gets distributed to the middle guys. The middle guys make sure it gets down to the little street runners. And they're able to keep this market flooded with dope on a daily basis. And it's a pretty fancy organization. Every community has that. Bigger cities have more. You know, you get into Atlanta, they may have 30 or 40 big guys. Some smaller towns, Macon, Georgia, may have 1 or 2 big guys. But every community has a big guy, has a bunch of middle guys, and has a tremendous number of little street guys. And the little street rats run around pushing the drugs. Well, the people who don't get picked up or who never get in trouble and go to prison are the street rats and the biggest of the big guys in the community. Those guys are never picked up.
It's always the middle guy.
And here's why. The big guy, they got to have somebody reliable who can keep the drugs flowing into the community. And the street rats know all the people who buy the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to actually get it into people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle guy that's fungible. He's interchangeable. You know, you can promote somebody to middle guy. You can bring in a new middle guy. It's the middle guy in the drug operation who's always pinched. That's who you see get picked up on AL.com and Montgomery Advertiser and WSFA. That's the guy with 10 or 15 kilos of cocaine. Trust me, that ain't the big guy.
Yeah.
That's not the one they're going after. They're going after the middle guy only. They need the little guy. They need the big guy. The middle guy is totally irrelevant. He can be swept up whenever they need to look like they're out there doing something. Or if he gets squirrely.
Yeah.
Or if he gets squirrely, you know, you call the police and you get him picked up. You know, this guy's, we need him gone away with. He'll go do 10, 15, 20 years in prison. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone out of your hair for a little while. And I think the doctors are a lot of this. You see similar approach to this. You notice it's never the drug companies that are being held responsible for this.
Yeah.
Never the drug companies. And it's never really the little guy. Because there are a lot of these patients, Randall, who are going in and buying 500, 600, 800 oxys a month from these doctors. And they're going out and distributing it on the street. They're not taking that much. They'd be dead.
Yeah.
You know, they're distributing it on the street. It's the middle guy, the doctors who are getting picked up. So it looks like something's going on. People in the community say, oh, there's a drug problem. Well, let's go pinch a few doctors. You know, and those are the guys getting picked up. But you notice none of these patients are getting charged with anything. Yeah. Even the ones you know are distributing this stuff. They're not getting charged with anything. That's the model. That's the same model they use for illicit street drugs. The middle guys get picked up. The big guy and the little guy don't. They don't get messed with. Hey, Randall, I got to run. Great call, though. Great call. That's why you wait 21 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would wait hold. If I had that call, I would wait on hold for 21 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, while I was sleeping, eating, visiting with family, he was on hold.
Yeah.
It's impressive. That's the kind of commitment and dedication we need at News and Views.
Yeah, that's right.
None of this... show up whenever you want. Call. I don't know if y'all have covered this yet. Come on. I'm talking about a guy who waits 21 hours.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is. Randall's an impressive guy.
No doubt about it. Boy, there were elections yesterday. We can talk about those. I do have some more local news going on in the state of Alabama. We'll have some fun today, Tricia. We'll have some fun.
Of course.
Keep in mind, Jack Campbell suspended between now and Friday. He'll be back Monday. He got squirrely. Get squirrely, got to go.
He got pinched.
You get pinched. 3-day suspension for you be a month.
I know.
You better be careful.
I know.
We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah. But I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah. But I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
F. Jackson Campbell III is out, suspended, till Monday. Trisha is in, as she is on Wednesdays. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
You were great earlier.
What do you mean?
When you first opened, I asked you how you were, and you said, great.
Yeah, okay, I'm great still. Nothing's changed.
I thought I did something.
No, nothing's changed. Well, my stapler ran out of staples.
But we found some,
so now I'm back to normal. But now the audience, as it sometimes happens, they're going to have to hear the crack of the stapler a couple of three times before I get done stapling.
We hear you shuffling papers all the time.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. You can hear that over the air?
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty deaf. I can't hear all that.
Yeah.
And I keep my stuff up pretty loud. Yours are pretty quiet. Can you hear anything?
I can hear.
Okay. So there's one snap. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I want to talk about a couple of things that happened in the elections yesterday before we get too far away from yesterday's news. Democratic National Committee, is in a bind. One of the things they want to run on with Donald Trump in 2020 is the way he treats women, talks about women, the allegations of sexual abuse, the famous grab him by the comment. And the fact that they can't, obviously it has nothing to do with his personality, and they don't really care about all that stuff. And I'll explain to you why I know that Democrats don't care about that. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, if there's any party that doesn't care about treating women poorly, it's the party of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Right? It's the party of, you might want to put some ice on that. It's the party of Paula Jones and Monica Lewinsky. But the DNC's in a little bit of a bind now because they want to run against Donald Trump on all this stuff. But at the same time, their co-chair, their party co-chair, a guy named Keith Ellison, Muslim from Minnesota, has what appear to be fairly credible domestic abuse allegations leveled at him right now. His ex-girlfriend is a Sierra Club activist named Karen Monahan. And she said some pretty nasty things, and it's backed up by her son, who says he saw the things. So we're talking about a witness.
Yeah.
Not just he said, she said, they said, he said. Now, they, you know, you go into a court of law, and somebody's son says they saw you beating on their mom, chances are you're going to get convicted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Keith Ellison has not been suspended by the DNC. He is, again, still the co-chair. This is the party who wants to make a big deal out of the fact that they call our president, your favorite president, they call him an abuser of women, when all he said was women let you grab them certain ways when you're rich, famous, good-looking, and powerful.
Yeah. And it's the truth.
It's the absolute dadgum truth, and instinctively everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
You guys have seen these groupies running backstage at concerts.
Yeah.
You've seen the eye candy that's on the arms of these Hollywood stars. Let me tell you, when you're rich and famous,
women are attracted to you.
Women are attracted to you. I mean, I don't know any other way to say
it. Want a piece of that.
I'm glad you're here today to back me up on this. If I didn't have a woman in the studio, some woman inevitably would call and say, yeah, just a sexist jerk.
Yep.
But it's just a fact. It's just a fact.
It's just being honest.
And so they want to run at Donald Trump as two things. One is an abuser of women, because if Donald Trump does well with women, Democrats can't win.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing they want to run is as a racist. If he does well with blacks, the Democrats cannot win.
Yep.
I mean, he'll win 40 or 45 states if he has a 20% approval rating with blacks, which is what he has right now.
Yeah.
And so that's why the full court presses on both of these issues. But along comes Democrat Keith Ellison, alleged girlfriend beater, and they've done nothing. Well, not only have they done nothing, I'm looking at the returns last night. I didn't realize Keith Ellison was on the ballot last night.
Oh, for what?
He was on the ballot for Attorney General of Minnesota.
Oh.
I didn't know this. Guess who Democrats in Minnesota nominated to be their Attorney General?
Keith Ellison.
Despite recent allegations of domestic violence, Representative Keith Ellison won the Democratic primary election for Minnesota Attorney General on Tuesday night and will be the party's nominee in November.
Huh.
Abuse allegations from Ellison's ex-girlfriend Karen Monahan surfaced this weekend when Monahan's adult son wrote a lengthy Facebook post saying he saw a video of Ellison grabbing his mother and swearing at her in the bedroom.
Nice.
I mean...
And that'll never make the news.
No. But more than that, where are these Democrats that say all women should be believed?
Yeah.
You know, Hillary Clinton said that one time. All women should be believed, except anyone who's accused my husband.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're all bimbos. What's she calling the Bimbo Patrol or something one time? The vast right-wing conspiracy?
Yeah.
There's a great book by Harry Stein years ago. I read it in college called How I Accidentally Joined the Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. He was a New York liberal, Upper West Side guy, just saw the world the same way everybody in the neighborhood saw the world. Republicans evil, Democrats good, Republicans racist, sexist, Democrats pure as the wind-driven snow. And it was just him recounting how he came out of that haze to see the truth.
Yeah.
And it was really an interesting read. Again, Harry Stein, How I Accidentally Joined the Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. But that has been the talking points, I mean, for lack of a better term, the talking points of the mainstream media and the Democratic Party now for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Well, really the last 35 years.
Oh, yeah.
Republicans, if they could, would all run around beating women. Republicans would ban black people from polite society.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans would burn Mexicans at the stake.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the talking points of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And their biggest talking point of all is Donald Trump sexually abuses women. Donald Trump physically abuses women. Donald Trump is a sexist. Donald Trump doesn't like women. He says mean and ugly things. None of that's true. None of that's ever been substantiated. None of that's ever been a credible allegation against him, ever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a credible allegation against the co-chair of the DNC, and it's stepping all over their talking points.
Mm-hmm. We need to make that go viral on Facebook.
Well, I'm telling you, I just can't believe Democrats in Minnesota then put this guy up to be the chief law enforcement officer in Minnesota.
They clearly don't care.
It's so frustrating to me.
It is.
If it weren't for double standards, Democrats would have no standards. Yep. Absolutely no standards.
Yep.
Absolutely no standards. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not been by there, please, by all means, go by there today.
It's Wine Down Wednesday.
It's a perfect day to go by. Half-price wine from open to close. If that can't get you in the door, nothing will.
I know, really.
Half-price wine from open to close. Like a good Italian, put a glass of wine out there next to your plate.
If you're not a good Italian.
Even if you're not a good Italian.
You can still enjoy a nice vino.
I would venture to say I don't have a single drop of Italian blood in me. You never know. I mean, you do these 23andMe
things.
I'm not doing it. They'll find all the people I've murdered.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I knew that was so interesting.
Yes. Golden State Killer. Only because his cousin or sister or something did it. I told my sister, I was like, we got a deal, right? I won't do it if you won't, and we'll keep all the bodies buried.
I haven't murdered anybody, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you say that. Well, I haven't either. Wink, wink. 32 after 9 o'clock. Go to Midtown.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the pepper tree shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's Tua Solano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the pepper tree by the Chappies. The Boyga joint. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Marguerite's and Pepper Tree.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama. Licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range, and not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply, kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. There's a great story about this. Well, it's not a great story. It has a terrible ending.
Oh, no.
The Gin Blossoms, decent band. I think Mallory's the one that told me this story. I should probably let him tell the story tomorrow because I'll butcher it, I'm sure. this is by far their best song. They have several famous songs, you know, Allison Road and others. But Hey Jealousy is by far their biggest song and best song. It has a little different sound than all the other ones. Apparently, the guy who wrote the song was originally in the band, and he wrote Hey Jealousy, and they started playing it. It sounded good. Well, they kicked him out of the band, and they stole the song. And then when it went number one, he killed himself. Couldn't live with the fact that they'd stolen his song. And I don't know. I let Dave tell the story. That's he knows it terrible. Better than I do. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But it is a great song.
Yeah.
You know, it's hated for the guy, obviously. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. I have some leftover news from yesterday I want to get to at some point. Order is the hardest thing about this program.
It's not so hard to find out.
It's not hard to find stories. It's hard to get the right order.
Yeah.
You know, get the right order.
And you got people like me come in that bring up crap and get you confused.
Get me all sidetracked and everything like this. Something I noticed on Facebook, Augustine Duncan of Tom and Augustine Duncan of Chippewa Charm Tree Service posted a picture of their delightful doll of a newborn child the other day.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Now, I didn't say anything when she was here, but she looked like she was very uncomfortable when she came in here to do the business break a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And having had seven children of
my own. You know what that looks like?
Actually, I've had zero children. My wife has had seven children. One of my biggest pet peeves is we're pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you all are not. One of you is pregnant and doing all the work. The other one's running around taking half the credit. Gentlemen, don't ever say we're pregnant. It is a total misnomer. Only one of you is pregnant. And trust me, you're not nearly as miserable as she is. But no, she just, you know, towards the end, you get towards the end and you see the look in the eye. You've been there three times.
Ready for this baby to come.
Yep.
I went full term with one. Oof. And it's not fun.
There's a look that the ladies get in the eye, and Augustine Duncan had it, but they were still working, like right up to the last minute.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously they're still working now. So, yeah. I mean, they're dedicated. Listen, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, you call them if you have any problems. 328-2484. Any tree problems at all. Take the tree all the way down, need to trim it up, need to shape the tree. They can do that. These are pros. They know how to keep your trees alive.
I might need them.
You call them. 328-2484. Or check them out on Facebook if you want some more information. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
And congratulations on their new little bundle of joy.
I know. I didn't catch the name. Some people don't put names on Facebook, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got like 10 oak trees down my driveway that have fungus.
And there's a fungus among us?
One of them died, and we've already replaced like six of them.
Well, one of my trees got army worms.
You told me about that.
Yeah, and by the time we realized it and could have gotten something to the tree, it was basically a toast.
A loss.
Yeah. So I don't know if we'll lose the tree, but we lost all the foliage.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to like any of our other trees.
Yeah.
They don't seem to eat crepe myrtle. They're not going after the grass. They ate up all the leaves.
Are they caterpillars or army worms?
Someone said army worms.
Army worms eat your grass, and they will eat it quick.
Yeah. Maybe it's just caterpillars.
Might be caterpillars.
But they sure took care of this tree. So I have one tree that's you? Hello. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Anyway, whether they're caterpillars or army worms, something's eating them up. Call Tom and Augustine Duncan. All that to say, 328-2484. All right. You know this New Mexico guy that was caught out there with 11 children in tunnels?
That was a crazy story.
Yeah. All right, so this guy's clearly a danger.
Yeah.
Guns all over the place, training children how to shoot.
Tires for houses.
You've got children and they're talking.
And they're starving.
Oh, I mean, it, awful. Just an awful, awful situation. His father is a jihadi. He was telling people, he was sending an email to somebody saying, come join us and die as a martyr. Okay. They were all released. All five of these adults were released from jail.
Telling you it's a conspiracy.
Some on signature bonds. They didn't have to post money.
No.
Yeah, some of them only, the highest bond was $20,000.
And they're somehow related to that woman that's Sonia Mayor.
What?
That woman.
The Supreme Court Chief Justice?
No, I'm sorry, no. God, I'm so bad with names.
That's all right.
that woman that goes out and speaks for the Democratic National Convention that's a Muslim.
Linda Sansour.
They're somehow connected with her.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I have to look into that.
Yeah.
But I know one of them, the Wahhaj guy, is the son of the radical Imam Siraj ibn Wahhaj, same name. It's just like a junior and a senior type thing. But he was a character witness for the blind sheikh back in the World Trade Center bombing in 1993.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is the quality of people you're dealing with here. The kids tell people they were being trained to do school shootings. They were being starved to death. One kid is dead.
Yeah, it's a 3-year-old.
One kid is dead.
Yeah.
And they let these guys go on bond?
What in the world?
But not only that, the FBI supposedly went and cleared and secured the compound. Yeah, they supposedly went and secured the compound. Well, guess what? An independent journalist goes out there and looks at the compound, finds two guns that they didn't take away.
I'm telling you.
There's something going on here.
That the FBI...
They're always watching.
...is failing in all these school shootings.
The FBI seems to be always watching.
And not doing anything.
Never doing anything about it. It was the local sheriff who had to go get the warrant. The FBI supposedly couldn't get one. It's because they didn't want one.
I said it like 6 months ago, and it's becoming pretty obvious that there's some kind of conspiracy.
Something's going on. There's definitely something going on. This is the same FBI who tried to frame your favorite president.
Mm-hmm.
The God Emperor of the United States.
They're trying to destroy our country, and they're using the FBI to do it, is what's going
on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and that's why I'd like to see the FBI completely done away with and started over from scratch, something that Trump puts together that is bulletproof.
Yep.
He's smart enough to build an organization. He's built the Trump Organization and several other. He can build an organization that's bulletproof, that has public accountability, where school shooters aren't monitored and not taken care of, and presidents aren't set up for a coup.
And they said this is not the only training ground in the country.
Oh, no.
That there are others.
There was one in Marion, Alabama.
No.
Yes.
And there was one in upstate New York.
Well, there was one in Marion, Alabama until recently.
They took it out?
Well, I'm not sure why it closed. I think it got too much notice. But there are pictures online. You can go find it. A jihadist training ground. Just
unbelievable.
75 miles from here. Who's this?
Fast Eddie.
Hey, Fast Eddie. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, pretty good. Tell me about this tree of yours. Have you ever heard of a catawba tree?
A what tree?
Catawba.
No, it's an oak tree.
Catawba tree. It's an oak tree. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not a live oak, but it's like a... I want to say it's
a... It doesn't have really big, wide leaves on
no,
it.
No,
it's kind of like a big tree.
No, not at all. It's got. It looks like a white oak, but it's not a white oak, but it kind of has that kind of leaf.
I don't know what kind of worm would have eaten that. A catawba tree... There's a worm called a catawba worm, which is a caterpillar, that eats the leaves every year completely. It's the best catfish bait in the world. And they're big and green, and they have a black stripe, and they bleed orange. But
neat.
Anyway, I thought that might have been the kind of tree that you thought was eaten up, which is perfectly natural. They come back. Huh. I think your tree will come back. But
well,
not the, an
this
army
happened
worm.
Last year.
Army worms would have eaten all your grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened last year to the same tree, and this tree was late to bloom this year. But it came, and then all of a sudden it got destroyed.
I'd get somebody that's a master gardener or somebody to take a look at that.
Yeah,
that's
it's toast now.
Weird for an oak tree.
Yeah.
It'll probably come back another year, but if it happens every year, you're going to lose it.
Yeah. The leaves are shaped like a white oak, but they're thinner, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Are you looking up a catawba tree to see if it looks
like
that?
Yeah, it does not look like that at all.
Okay.
Not look like that at all.
Yeah.
There's a red oak right next to it, and they've not touched it.
You ought to get some catawba trees.
Well.
They're hard to find.
I don't like the fish.
So
I like to eat fish.
You don't need it.
I like to catch more than I like fishing, but I still like to fish.
Exactly.
Do you eat freshwater fish? Like that you catch around here?
I do.
I fish up in a spring-fed creek a lot.
Oh, nice.
And and they're kind of purged of all that river gunk.
Yeah. Hmm.
Do they taste... See, to me, the fish, freshwater fish in Alabama taste... I don't know. It's hard. Like a pond, almost. I mean, like a...
Well, like
pond fish. I don't like pond fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got some old gravel pits that are very clear.
Oh.
That are... You know, like 15-acre pond, and then there's a creek right next to the
Oh, you're breaking up fast, Eddie.
Oh, no.
He's out in the country. Hey, call back sometime. That was a good call.
You know what? He's right about the gravel pits. My husband fishes some gravel pits sometimes.
Yeah, and they taste better.
And they do taste better.
Well, the pond fish in Alabama, maybe the pond fish everywhere. I've never really had pond fish anywhere else. But the pond fish around here tastes like...
I know what you're talking about.
They've got that scum taste.
They do, like dirt.
Yeah, you can't fry it out of them.
Yeah. Or season it out of them either.
Yeah, and I just, it's just not really my
thing. People that are from here are just used to it.
They just accept it?
Because my husband, like, they're like, oh, this is so good, and... And I'm like, it's not really so good.
Yeah.
And I never put that together before. But you're right, I think.
What, it's a white oak?
No, about the fish.
About the fish?
Taste.
Yeah, just not a big fan of pond fish.
You're a fish snob.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I like open water. I like cold water fish. I like cod and, you know, flounder and
something.
I
made some salmon croquettes last night, and I don't normally like salmon, but they were pretty good.
I like salmon croquettes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it looks like it should be croquettes.
Yeah, it's definitely a croquette.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for pronouncing the word correctly, though.
Salmon or croquette?
Salmon.
Yeah, 84 was saying it's salmon, or how, I don't know, I can't even do
I
that.
I don't know, so they Southerners, they use...
The L.
Yeah, but it's not, they don't do salmon, it's like salmon.
Yeah, that's it.
Salmon.
Yeah, it's not right.
It weirds me out.
We're Yankees.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I've been here 20 years.
Me too.
Well, 15 of the last 20 years.
You can't get the Yankee out
I've lived in the South for... 15 of my 38 years. I'm practically Confederate, you know?
I was born
I need a gray suit and a hat. Like a one of these muskets.
It's a bullet hole.
Yeah, yeah, and a bullet hole. And rickets. I'll be a real Confederate. Give me some rickets and scurvy. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze? The sunset? The flamingos?
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean. When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's 25 or 6 to 4 or 9:49 in the morning. ASC Credit Union is open in the middle of the day. Of course, this was talking about 4 in the morning, not 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But if it's 25 or 6 minutes to 4 in the afternoon, that's 3:30-ish? ASC Credit Union is open. They're open now, 9:49 in the morning. Get by there. There's locations all over the place. Look, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. That is a selling point to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even if you use one of the regional box banks around here, one of the big box banks, you may go somewhere where those big box banks aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And ASC Credit Union really doesn't have that problem. I mean, when you talk about 5,000 co-op locations, that's an average of 100 in each state.
You can figure stuff like that out.
I just cut the zero off of it.
I suck at math.
Apparently. You just take one zero away and you got it. But anyway, ASC Credit Union, they're all over the place. Their online banking is really, really cool. Their app and their user interface is very intuitive, easy to use. I don't care if you're like 65 and couldn't program a VCR in the 80s.
Oh. Yeah, that was hard to do, though.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
But you can still use the app on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if you have to call your son every time your computer needs to update. No offense, Mom. You could use this app. My mother could use this app.
Yeah.
ASC Credit Union, they got great loan rates right now. Personal loans, I mean, I think they were talking about like 9% or something, personal loans. That's under 3% for new and used cars. They got really great high-interest CD, long-term CD rates. So get by ASC Credit Union. Everything you want in a big box bank, but with small-town service and feel, they'll remember you. You'll become like family. You're a member. You're a member over there. So ASC Credit Union, on the web, yourascu.org. They are federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lenders. Trisha joins us. Jack Campbell banned from the studio for 3 more days. Bad Jack. Bad Jack. But he'll be back Monday. We don't do permanent bans here very often.
No.
There's been one person permanently banned.
Ooh.
One person. This is a pest control specialist who has advice for my tree.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm not going to tell him, say the name of my business, but I'm in Prattville, but that'd be getting free advertising.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, you're way nicer than a lot of our callers.
Yeah. Shameless.
Yeah. We have some totally shameless callers that have been exploiting it for years. But go ahead.
Because
he's so humble, I want to like give him a free
plug. Find out who he is.
But go ahead. We'll follow the rules. Go ahead.
I have a customer that had the armyworms in their trees 2 years in a row. And I sprayed the trees, but you could see them working like maggots out of the root system themselves.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And you can't get them in a tree without getting them in the yard.
Huh.
If they get in the yard, they're going to eat your whole yard up.
Yeah.
But they can get in the tree without getting in the yard. Come out of the root system. You go to Prattville Farm Center and buy some stuff, tell them you got army worms, and spray it all the way around the root system of that tree.
I'll do that.
That'll stop that.
I'll do that. The guys at Prattville Farm Center, great, great human beings, great sponsors of
News. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, his mama gives me yard eggs.
Oh,
now we know why you're getting the free plug.
You gotta love some yard eggs.
You'd rather have free yard eggs than free business.
I could use a lot of free business. I've been doing pest control business for 29 years by myself.
Mm. Oh, wow. Do you have a hard time finding workers?
I don't hire nobody. I do it all myself.
You just don't even bother.
Well, you can't get nobody that you can depend on.
I know.
That does it right.
Yep.
And, you know, callbacks will kill you.
Yep. Unless you have a herd of children like some people do.
Right. I said,
you hire your children.
I listen to y'all every morning, okay? You know, my business is named after my wife.
Oh, that's sweet. Just like Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
That's right.
Do you, I was going to ask you something.
Who? The
Him.
Pest control guy?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know what it was.
Here's the takeaway. Get in touch with Randy Burkhalter over at Prattville Farm Center, and he'll get you squared away on army worms,
yep.
Right? Is that the takeaway?
Right. Yep.
I'm going to head up there this afternoon. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, because I'm afraid they're going to eat everything I own at some point.
Yeah, you don't want them to eat your grass.
Now you're going to let me say the name of my business?
Yeah, go ahead.
Called Mel's Pest Control.
Mel's.
Hey, Mel, I appreciate it, my friend. Oh, no, she's Mel.
My name's James. My wife's name's Mel.
Okay.
Right. Well, we sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Certainly. You know, a guy giving me advice like that, I can't help but give him a little free plug.
Yeah.
Like, who am I to tell him he can't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our number, 272-9228. So what have we learned today so far? We've learned there's some sort of conspiracy to let school shootings go on. We've learned army worms can eat trees. But most people don't realize they can eat trees.
Yeah.
What else have we learned that we can say on here?
Yeah.
That's about it so far.
There's something else. I don't remember what it was.
I'm gonna save this environmental terrorist thing for a little bit later.
It might go along with the story you just talked about.
What?
The environmental terrorists might have something to do with the school shootings. I think it's bigger than just school shootings.
You think there's more to it?
I do.
You think it's... Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, small business optimism in the United States is the second highest it's ever been recorded.
Well, hopefully that'll help us get these people out of power.
Let me tell you, there's a scale. It's called the Small Business Optimism Index. They have 10 survey indicators. They average it out. Right now, that index sits at 107.9. The last time it was this high, the highest it's ever been is 108.
Oh, wow.
That was in 1984.
And that was good economy.
At the very beginning of the Reagan boom.
Mm-hmm.
The very beginning of the Reagan boom. The last time it was this high, it's hit as low as mid-80s, about 09. It never got over 100, really, during the Obama presidency. It's at 107.9 right now. This is the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. They have an assembly and survey of small business owners throughout the U.S. 107.9, 108 back in 1983 was the last time it was this high.
We've seen it with our business.
Have you?
Oh, it's been crazy.
Well, and here's the deal. During the Obama years, everybody was so scared of what the government was going to do, they hoarded cash.
Yeah.
So now that everybody's in a good mood, guess what they have a load of?
Cash. And they're putting it into their houses.
They are.
They have a neighbor that builds bed swings.
What is that? Oh, yeah, I know what a bed swing is. I didn't know what you're talking about.
He sells all over the country.
I thought you were talking about stuff we shouldn't be talking about on air first.
No,
that kind of swing.
Not that kind of swing.
Yeah.
But for your porch. And, I mean, he makes a fortune selling bed swings and has created another business to do all of his upholstery and pillows and stuff for them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
People right now feel good about what's going on. And I got bad news for Democrats. When people feel good about what's going on, they don't care if the president says gruff things.
Nope.
They only care if the president says gruff things if they're looking for a reason to get rid of them.
Yep.
What did Bill Clinton tell us? It's the economy, stupid.
Yep. They care about what's in their pockets.
It's the economy, stupid. 70% of all U.S. workers work in small businesses. 35% of small businesses have raised wages this year. Mm-hmm. 35%. Which, if you're a small business owner and you haven't raised your wages, look around because others are raising wages and your employees may leave to go to those people that are raising wages.
And it's hard to keep employees.
Yeah. Oh, right now, there's a total employee crisis. There's a labor shortage right now.
It's bad.
Particularly in the skilled trades and the non-skilled trades. Mm-hmm. There's a huge labor shortage because people are making money.
Mm-hmm.
People are making money. 22% more on top of the 35% that have raised wages. 22% more plan to raise wages, which means more than half, 57% by the end of the year, likely will have raised wages in their business in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Wage growth lags behind the actual direct survey, but it's coming. It's coming. So, guys, Donald J. Trump, MAGA economics is working, and people are feeling good about the economy right now.
Yep.
When people feel good about the economy, they don't go throw the party in power out of power. That's just the reality. Speaking of people putting money in their houses, you know who else is feeling this?
Kim Williams?
No, New Look Decorating.
Oh, yeah, I bet they are.
New Look Decorating is really, really feeling this. And the reason's simple. You know, during a good economy, you want high-quality paint.
Yeah.
You want your house to look its best.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm telling you, if you have a room in the house where you spend a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
go to New Look Decorating, get that room painted. Either call Riley Manning and tell him to get his paint from New Look Decorating or do it yourself, however you want to do it. But get that room painted. Like, if you spend a lot of time in the living room, at least paint the living room.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Paint the bedroom and the living room, where you probably spend 80 or 90% of your time. Then move on to the kitchen. You don't have to break the bank painting your whole house at once.
No.
Three times in 6 years.
Yeah.
Like some people who help co-host the show.
We're
from
just
time
a little crazy at our house.
You can do it one room at a time. You know, like Johnny Cash, who did it one piece at a time.
Yeah.
At a 49, 50, 50, 152. Listen, you don't have to break the bank. Go into New Look Decorating, tell them, I want to paint the living room. Then I want to paint the kitchen. Then I want to paint the bedroom. That'll take care of like 95% of where you spend your time. And so, you know, it's a strategy. But everybody's putting money into their house. They're doing this kind of stuff. New Look Decorating's feeling it. Go by there and see what all the fuss is about at New Look Decorating. See why everybody's going by there these days. Those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Get by there when you get a chance. On the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating, Montgomery's only home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Trish is in. Jack's out. It's 10 o'clock. We'll be right back.